This is the Geek News Central podcast coming to you live.
This is the only way forward
from historic Ford Island, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. I am Todd. I am the geek from Geek News Central, and welcome. Welcome to the show, and we've got a great lineup for you tonight. Got a lot of information for you, and it's been a busy, busy, busy day for me. It's pretty late here in Honolulu. I want to get this out to you tonight. So probably going to be quick and clean. That's going to be what it's going to be tonight. We want to welcome all the new listeners to the podcast. And depending on where you found our audio file, make sure you get back over to www.geeknewscentral.com and visit the site. And you'll see on there, there's a link on there for podcasts where you can find an archive of all our old shows. And most of our data is kind of expendable. It's all about news of the week or of the day, so don't go too far back if you do listen. And for all our regulars out there, we want to thank you for being with us. And also, there, I know a lot of you did go ahead and vote at the for the site on the Podcast Alley deal. I wish about 100 more of you would have voted, but that's okay. Not going to beg. And anyway, we got a lot of stuff to go over tonight. You know, you guys are good. You guys called my caused my server to come to its knees when I posted the podcast Monday night. It was about midnight here, and of course that would have been about 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I went to bed fat, dumb, and happy, and woke up at 6 with about 20 instant messages on my machine saying, here, your server's not available. So I went immediately and sat down at the computer. Well, I was at the computer and tried to log in, and sure enough, it wasn't available. I was able to get in on the shell, and everything looked good. So I rebooted the machine, thinking, okay, that took care of it. And not 40 minutes later, it you guys brought it to its knees again. When about 3 or 4,000 of you hit that thing at the same time, it can't handle it. It just kills it. So I moved the main MP3 file back over to libsyn.org, and those guys have been great. They have got their servers dialed in. They can handle the traffic that you guys put upon their server for the initial 6 to 10 hours when you guys really hit it hard. So they were my saving grace, and I'm kind of scratching my head. I've got this server, and it's not handling the load. So what is a guy to do? So we're going to work on that, try to figure out some solutions. I really do not want to have to take the next step up, because we're talking about some major money, but maybe that's what we're going to have to do. I don't know. A little bit of news on what's been going on with me. Today, I went to a technical conference here in Hawaii. Basically, it was a 2005 Roadrunner technical something. Basically, they had some vendors in, local vendors, a few from the mainland, and they had some technical sessions, which I attended two of those, and I also went to a morning CEO breakfast. And basically, I went there today wearing my Podcast Connect hat, and things have been going good with that. We had some meetings with the lawyers this week, and we're on progress, and I know I've had a lot of emails of support from you guys, and we appreciate it. You know, we're kind of wandering blindly here almost at some times, because we're getting into territory that we haven't delved into before, but we're taking it slow, one day at a time. We're not going to build fast. We're just going to be steady. That being said, I am happy to announce that today we launched techpodcast.com. And you guys know that some of you had been over there and looked in. What you didn't realize is we were testing two or three different platforms behind the main page. We'd initially linked everything to Drupal. We played with WordPress. We played with Mambo. And basically, I made a executive decision here the last couple of days to go with Mambo. It basically fits all the pieces on what we need and what we wanted to do with the site. There's a few things it can't do, but we're going to get those incorporated at a future time when we can get some code written. But go over there and check it out. See what we've done there. TechPodcast.com. Get in the forums. Leave us a comment. Tell us what you think. Make sure that you visit the other tech podcasters. Get subscribed to their shows. And what we're going to do is we're going to get some profiles up there for you of what all the other tech podcasters, what their shows are all about, so that you'll know whether or not that is going to be something you're going to want to listen to. Some of them are designed for, the system administrator. I kind of call my show like the show for the common man, for the guys out there that are, that use technology, just like I do, use technology, but are not necessarily programmers or not necessarily system administrators. But we're real happy with that. I think you'll be pleased how it turned out. Now, at this conference today, I went to two breakout sessions. One was basically on voice IP, and it talked about basically what's going on in that space. And they call it the triple play, where basically your cable provider, your broadband provider, be it ADSL or be a, like a broadband with your cable company, they are basically layering in voice IP services, video, and data. And they basically talked about each three of those layers of services and the challenges with each. And it was pretty interesting breakout session in that what I found out was that voice IP traffic always has the highest, those packets are always have the highest priority because it can't be any latency. A little bit of latency causes garbled discussions or cut discussions on a on your telephone conversation. The next level is streaming video, and it kind of showed samples of what happens when they lose a packet or two and how it looks. And unfortunately, number three, the lowest priority traffic, is your standard data traffic, stuff that you're moving via FTP, HTML. All that type of traffic is at the lowest level. And part of the reason for it is because those packets can be, if you lose a packet, the protocol will go out and, re-ask for that packet. So, you may get a little slower download, but you'll get all the packets. You won't lose them. Whereas with streaming video and voice IP, once it's gone, it's gone. But one thing I found that was very interesting about this thing was, I asked him, okay, a lot of people use Vonage, and Vonage is its own company. And I saw some articles on the net that talked about where Vonage might be in trouble because companies like, let's say, a major telephone company or a major cable company that provides broadband, if they come out with a voice IP service, they may give their voice IP traffic a higher priority than the Vonage traffic. And what they would do is they would just let the Vonage traffic travel with the normal being, in other words, down there in the data lane. So I asked him, I said, can a network discern the difference between a Vonage, a voice IP packet, and a, let's say, a Verizon voice IP packet? And he couldn't answer that. Maybe somebody could, but it would be curious to know whether or not they can change the priority on a third party voice IP service and make them a disadvantage. And he really didn't have too much good to say about Vonage. I was kind of surprised. I know a lot of you use it, and we don't have an 808 number here for Hawaii with Vonage. I wish they would do it. Another thing that they talked about, I went to another session. One of them was with Sprint talking about mobile technologies. And wow, there's some things coming, folks. The speed of your mobile media device is going to be increasing at a just amazing rate over the next couple of years. And they talked about the, basically, they're going to be allowing developers to tap into their API pretty soon. Now, I know a lot of you are interested in some of the podcasts that cover sound scene tours. So, basically, the idea behind it is, I live here in Hawaii, so I go over to the Arizona Memorial, and I live actually just a stone's throw away from the Arizona Memorial, and I can go over there and I can tell you stuff about the Arizona Memorial that maybe you wouldn't get on a normal tour. I'll give you the local version of the tour. But you wouldn't know about that necessarily unless you had maybe a service that would allow you to opt into having your phone tracked. Now, this is, you know, a lot of people are going to go, tracking my phone. You know, I don't want you to know where I'm at. You know, phones are going to have GPSs in them. There's going to be the ability to do, and some of them do already, but you know, they're going to have the capability of being able to determine your location at all times when you have your phone turned on. So the idea is if you have an opt-in service where you walk near a, let's say, a historical place that someone has created a sound scene tour, you would get a message on your phone and saying, hey, there's a sound scene audio file for this area from your opt-in service, whoever may be the provider of that, be it Podcast Connect or whoever. You would say, oh, yeah, that's cool. I want to listen to it. And click, and you would get my rendition of the Arizona Memorial Tour via your cell phone. So something to think about, and it's nice to hear that they're going to have that API available at the end of the year. We are definitely going to be involved in that and try to do some services with that. And it's going to be fun. We'll see what happens. Speaking of mobile phones, mobile versions of Skype is available only for cell phones powered by Windows Mobile for Pocket PC from Microsoft, among which many have built-in Wi-Fi. Just imagine, you can carry out Skype phone calls over internet from Wi-Fi hotspots at Starbucks or any other Wi-Fi hotspot with your cell phone. Get the latest information about cell phones powered by Microsoft at www.msmobiles.com. Nobody else gives you the whole story. And we want to thank MS Mobiles for being our sponsor. All right, what else do I have? Oh, did you guys notice on my website something that said WHO 320? WHO 320? And it was followed by a question mark. I want you guys to go over there and visit that. WHO 320? Send me a comment. And you know what? I know a secret. I know a secret, so go over there and check it out. And provide some feedback to us on what you think. 619-342-7365 is our voicemail line. Call it in. And the person that gets the closest guest, I'm going to play on the next podcast. So I'll let you guys do some speculation, and the person that's the closest to that speculation, I'll play it. Whether they be right or wrong. So, a little fun there. Okay, what else do we have going on? I talked about that. You guys, you know what? I've had a full week. Have you guys ever been so tired that you had an eye twitch? I don't know what's going on. I've been sitting in front of the computer too much, and I was just, today, my left eye was twitching. And, you know, it's kind of funny because I was talking to some very nice people, talking about Podcast Connect, and my eye was twitching. Okay. All right. I've got a little message from a guys. I've got the volume turned down a little bit, so I want to play this promo for you guys. Check this promo out.
You've watched his videos. You've downloaded his podcasts. You've read his blog. He's Eric Rice. Eric Rice. And now he's coming to you live and on stage from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Hosting Free Cafe 5 at the Red Eyed Fly, 715 Red River, Sunday, March 13th, 2005, 8 p.m. For more information, visit ericrice.com.
Okay, for those of you guys that have never been to Austin, and if you're close to Austin, you can get to Austin for South by Southwest. That is going to be the party of the year. It's going to be a good time, lots of bands, music. And speaking of that, South by Southwest, they have produced a BitTorrent file of all the bands and featuring music from all of the artists that are going to be there. And it is 2.6 gigs. You can go out there and download that via BitTorrent. Took my server like 26 hours to download it. But it's got, I think, like 750 50 songs or something like that in the enclosure. And it, if you guys want some free music for your iPod, get out there to South by Southwest, and I'll go ahead and link that up to you. Now, I spent a lot of time in Texas earlier, a lot last year, and I drove down to Austin for a weekend, and I went to, probably 20 bars. I had a great, great time. Austin is definitely a party town, and the club that Eric's going to be in, I know right where that's at and have been in there, so he's going to have a good time in there, and they're going to have this big deal for podcasters. So if you're in Texas or in the Texas area and you can get to Austin for South by Southwest, go and do what you can do to get down there and have a good time. Speaking of BitTorrent version 4.0 is now available. So they've updated the program, lots of new features, and I think it's pretty cool. It's good to see this new version of BitTorrent out, and should be some increased performance, and it's good. It's nice to see that the technology is improving. Okay, what else do I have? I found I think we've talked about this before a little bit, but maybe not very much. Have you guys heard of attention.xml? That's attention.xml. And basically, there's some proponents of it are basically talking and saying, giving us some ideas of what this could do. And, you know, I read a lot of web blogs, and I read a lot of news sites. And sometimes I'll read something from somebody and I'll kind of scratch my head and say, yeah, is this person really reputable? And you don't know. You really don't. And for that matter, they don't know if I'm reputable. So, you know, there's no way to really grade a web blogger. But what attention.xml is going to allow us to do is, you know, let's say that you want to know when a website's been hit 1,000 times on an article, or that people have written about it written 25 times about an article. It's, you know, it's something that you want your attention drawn to. Also, there's a way to do cross collaboration and some other things. So, pretty cool, and I think we're going to see a lot more on this. They're expecting some standards to come out within a year, but there's some concern on, you know, who's going to kind of own that data, because it's going to be some pretty powerful information, and I'm sure some of the marketing firms are probably have some tools in place already privately that they've been able to put together to find out who are the movers and shakers, but may be able to actually find out who the true powerful bloggers are out there. Not that I would know any of them, that's for sure. Okay, let's see here. Those of you that are big TV watchers and you use your TiVos or your digital video recorders to record television shows that you keep an archive of, and I know some of you like to hack your boxes and actually download those movies that you've saved onto your computer and put them on DVDs. I've heard of people doing that. There's a way now that if your DVR gets full or you miss a show, you can actually go out and there's some BitTorrent feeds that actually will allow you to, and it's an RSS plugin, where you can actually do like searches for shows. And if you've missed an episode, you can find it and actually download it over the net via BitTorrent. Now, I'm not going to go into the legalities of that because I don't know. I don't think people that are producing that content like to see their copyrighted materials available on the internet. But there is a way to get those shows that you've missed. So I'll put the article up. It's a little old, but the link came today from a good source. So go ahead and check that out. Okay, Voice of America has got a good article on podcasting. They do not talk about the usual suspects. They've got three other guys here that they interview. And it's nice to see some other people, some other podcasters are getting some airplay. It's good, and just goes to show you that the focus is looking inward a little bit and being able to determine that there's some other people out there doing good stuff. All right, so make sure you go over there and check that out. Check these podcasters out. Subscribe to their feeds. Show them some love. Now, Dave Weiner on his site, he's got an article, and I didn't read the direct article, but I'm going to read what he wrote on his website today. It says, "Podcasting is going mainstream so quickly. Yesterday on NPR, I heard an analyst talk about how any of the three major networks, ABC, CBS, or NBC, could quickly get back in the news game. He said they should embrace new methods of distribution like podcasting. He said it four times, and he didn't even bother to define the term. And then Bill Jennings sent a pointer to a travel writer contest where they are happy to take podcasts as contest submissions. Now, you know, today I had to describe podcasting about 20 times. So I know there's a lot of people out there that have no idea what it is. And I think Hawaii is a little bit behind on the uptake on some of the information. I see that the Hawaii Podcasting, Hawaii Association of Podcasters, those guys out, that group is really, really excited. They have some of the same, they're asking some of the same questions that we've seen in some of the podcasting mailing list over the last 2 or 3 months, talking about music, copyright, everything. And they're being pretty proactive, and they're doing a good job in sorting that information out. There's a small enough group of people that some good dialogue is going on. And what I hope to do here within the next couple of weeks is be able to highlight some Hawaii artists. And I know the Hawaii artists, you know, something that was told to me that I kind of struck me as funny is, I guess some of these artists have gotten burned, and so they're not really, they don't get too excited when there's somebody comes around talking a new hype on new technology or new distribution methods. But if there's any Hawaii artists that are listening to the podcast, and I think maybe a few of you have tuned in, hey, I'm here to give you some exposure. I'm not here to make a single red cent off of your music. I just want to be able to help promote you. So if you are a Hawaiian artist, we will give you priority play here on the Geek News Central podcast, and consider it like a community service. And, you know, I think our bit rate that we encode at, you don't have to worry about really people stealing the stream. So I think, you know, for what it's worth, I think those that have had their music, you know, I only play one song at the end of the podcast. I think the majority of people that have listened to the show have been turned on by some of the music we've played, and it's stuff that I like, and, you know, I get stuff submitted to me sometimes that I don't care for, and I don't play it. And I'll be honest with you, I do have a stack of CDs here from different bands, and I couldn't play all of it in a year if I wanted to. And but, you know, if you want to send us something, hey, we're open for it, and we'd like to work with you. So I know that was kind of regional, folks, but trying to make a call out to supporting people here in the local community. All right, let me look. I think there was something I missed earlier that I didn't talk about. Oh, there was an article, actually not an article, it was a statement from Tim, one of the guys that, one of my primary guys that do posting on the Geek News Central website. You know, Wednesday he came into work and got to work, and there was no computers in his office. They all had been stolen. They'd had a burglary, and he being the IT guy there, of course, you know, he automatically about had a heart attack. And fortunately, they're covered by insurance. Doesn't look like any information that he had on his machines, you know, involved with his business for passwords and that kind of stuff was compromised. And I did get a few emails from readers of the site saying, did you guys, you know, they had thought it was me that had lost the computers. And it wasn't me. It was one of our associate editors. And none of your data was out there. So if anybody's worried about their email address or anything like that being hijacked, that did not happen. So, okay, what else have I got? I don't have a lot tonight. I got a little bit, but... the feds cracked down on some software piracy sites recently, and apparently these three guys that went to trial, they actually didn't go to trial, they just pled guilty, so they're going to be sentenced in June, it looks like. So hey, folks, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime. You know, this file sharing and trying to crack serial numbers and all that stuff, it's not worth it. Support your people that write PC software or write software. Go out there and buy it. Don't do the wink, wink, try before you buy thing, unless it's truly shareware. Make sure you go out there and register stuff. I'm fully supportive of buying software that people have created. You know, they need to be paid for their work. TiVo came out with a statement today, basically on their fourth quarter. I guess fourth quarter wasn't fourth quarter earnings yet, but basically, yeah, something about. Yeah, I'm missing some of this subject here, but basically they're up to 3 million subscribers. But the thing I wanted to talk to you about was they're indicating that they're going to be maybe coming out with a tool or a, not necessarily a tool, but a card that you can put in your PC to do TiVo stuff right on your PC directly. Now, I know that some of that technology is available. You can build your own, I call it a PC digital video recorder. And of course, if you have a mobile, if you have one of those media computers, I think it's built in already. But this may give you the capability to look at some of those channels that you can't with some of those off-the-shelf tuner cards that are available. So interesting to see that TiVo may be looking to move into the PC space. Roxio showed off Easy Media Creator 7.5. And those of you that like Roxio products, I like Roxio products. I like using them. I've always enjoyed playing with their tools. So that's going to be available in April. Nice little article and write-up about that and what it's going to have included in it. So looks like pretty good bang for the buck there. So check that out. Check that site out. Now, I had to laugh. There's, you know, there's always these... people are conspiracy theorists, and they have all kinds of ideas of stuff that's going on out there. But an article was in the USA Today that talked about, and basically the headline was, "Is your iPod spying on you?" And Engadget has basically broken this article down and just took this guy and slam dunked him. But this guy named Eric Sinrod, he's got a column that talked about MP3 players... you know, spying on us. Now, I know some of you don't have iPods. Some of you have regular media devices or regular MP3 players. But let's use an iPod as an example. You go to iTunes. You cruise the music section. You find a single that you like. You pay 99 cents for it. You download it to your computer, which and it goes into iTunes playlist. And then iTunes synchronizes it to your iPod. Okay. How does your iPod spy on you? Does it call home? No, because if it would, or if iTunes did call home, I think every person in the country would already know about it because people look for that kind of stuff. You know, guys that get down deep into applications and look at the traffic layer stuff. You know, of course, the people are buying music. They're making a purchase online, so that history's there. I just saw the computer skip, so you guys may have missed some of my voice. But anyway, they got that purchase stuff there. So, of course, they're going to build a demographic on you one way or the other. But please, an MP3 spying on you, I don't think it's going to happen. Maybe in the future, but I don't think right now. But anyway, check the Engadget article out. It's a good laugh for you. Okay, Microsoft, they bought Groove. I don't know if you, those of you are familiar with Groove. Basically, it's collaboration software. And what it allows you to do, and I've used Groove for a couple of years now. My wife and I use it together. We have a workspace set up. So when she has an appointment for the kids, a dentist, doctor's appointment, or I have a meeting, we can all correspond and we can. It's all built together so that we can share what each other are doing. And we have a central directory of files, information, schedules. I can write notes to her back and forth, or I can, you know, she can send me reminder notes. And, you know, a lot of that can be done in email, obviously, or through Outlook. But it's just easy for us to work in this little workspace. And depending, when she's in Japan, she can do the same thing. She can she reminds me of stuff. Hey, do you remember you got to pay such and such bill? You know, it's on the counter. Make sure you grab it and send it. And it you know, versus sending an ICQ message, we've got a historical record. And it's all built into our little workspace. Well, I use it also to work with other people on, some people on the East Coast on a project that I work on. And it's all encrypted, and that's the best thing. So it's kind of P2P for all your data, and it's stored in this nice little workspace with different modules. Really love the program. Really, really, really do. And then Microsoft buys it, and I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to tear it apart. But apparently they're going to put it into or include it in with Live Meeting and Office Communicator. And I've seen Office Communicator and SharePoint. I think these things are, I don't know if these are within reach of the average consumer. And I think the average consumer was using Groove. I've read about Groove being used with the Department of Defense. I know they use it. I know a lot of doctors use it. And it's great. It's got the encryption built in and everything. So, you know, the sensitive data can be sent back and forth. So I guess we'll see what they do with it, but it's kind of sad in one sense to see Groove be bought by Microsoft. But on the other hand, they're going to Ray Ozzie is going to become the chief technical operations officer, I guess, at Microsoft. So I guess Gates is pretty happy about that. Now, do you guys remember DVD John? He's the guy that basically made the Motion Picture Association of America pull their hair out. He's the guy that cracked the code on DVDs and published the DECSS code. You know, the MPAA took him to court. I believe he's Dutch. I think he's from Holland. And basically, they weren't able to prosecute him. And but he did face some legal challenges for a little while. And he broke it as a kid. I think it was like 13 or 14 when he did this. It's just, this wasn't that too long ago. And you know, there was a whole bunch of stuff that happened with that. I remember Alt 2600, the website, they got takedown notices. Basically, they were forced by a judge to remove links to DECSS. And they were just linking to the file on other sites. You know, there was mass hysteria by the movie industry because, you know, it was going to open this Pandora's box and let people have their rip their DVDs. And, you know, it kind of has turned into a little bit of a Pandora's box. It's not real difficult today. You can go out and you can rip your DVD and make a backup copy. Fair use, right, folks? You know, I'm not going to take the time to rip a DVD to, personally, I'm not going to take the time to rip a DVD and make another copy and sell it to my neighbor. It's just ludicrous. I don't have enough time, enough hours in a day. But there are people that are out there that do that. So it's one of the reasons why there's probably going to be new types of formats coming out for DVD. But anyway, DVD John has basically cracked the Airport Express, and he's going to the Airport Express. Here, what does it say? The Airport Express is designed so that it would only accept audio content that was encrypted with a certain key. And let me click over here. And of course, DVD John says on his weblog or on his post, he says, "So sue me." And he's going to be able to reverse air tunes. I released JustPort. A tool will let you... I can't speak now. I'm sorry. It's getting late. I released JustPort, a tool which lets you stream MPEG-4 Apple lossless files to your Airport Express. I don't have an Airport Express, but this sounds like a cool hack. So those of you guys that have one, go out there and check this site out and let me know what it does, you know, what you can do with it. I think I know what you can, but sounds like a fun little crack. Okay, the FCC is going after the mobile companies, and they are going to force them to have truth in billing on their invoices. And basically, truth in billing is you know, it's like the, I call it invoice creep. You get a cell phone plan for $69, and you get your bill, and it's $83. And you know, how does that work? Well, you get $69 for basic plan, and $7 for this, and $3 for that, $2 for this, and 65 cents for that, 45 cents for this. And next thing you know, you're up to $82. Well, people have complained. The FCC's took notice, and they're going to force the mobile phone operators, mobile phone companies, to follow the truth in billing rules. That is beautiful. Now, with that, expect to see the plan rates go up. So they're going to have to include all of those extra little charges that they put in there that are those little tax stuff into the basic plan rate. So that's a win for us folks. You know, it makes it, you know what you're really getting when you get a cell phone, your bill wise. Okay. Yahoo News is reporting that an Australian ISP had their doors kicked in, just like Charmin Networks did. Basically, this ISP has been accused of doing something naughty with BitTorrent. So another company bites the dust and have had computers and data hauled away. I'm sure we're going to hear more about this in the near future. But, wow, you know, can you imagine that? Be sitting in your office and 25 guys run in and say, hands off the keyboards, we're hauling your computers away. That would just be, that'd be something. So, especially if it was some kid in the back, you know, some kid in the back that's running a BitTorrent seeder and tracker, and he's downloading thousands and thousands of music files and videos on your backbone, and you don't even know it. And what if he's reselling them? You know, the guy that you're paying minimum wage in the back, you know, that has access to your big OC-13 or whatever size pipe you have. Oh, man. We'll see. We'll see what comes up of this. You know, they may be, you know, they may, it may turn out to be something like that, but it also could be they were doing something naughty. We'll see. All right. I think I've done, I got to tell you about this. Microsoft has got a RSS aggregator, an online one that they're testing. And the news came out today, a big scoop. We found this thing, and we're going to point you over there to it so that you can go take a look, but you're going to have to use Internet Explorer. When I loaded this site with Firefox, here's what the website says. And it just is, it's just two paragraphs. We hear you. Firefox support is coming soon. And seriously, we're just messing around with some prototypes here. Do let us know what you think, though. But I can't see nothing with Firefox. It doesn't work. So it's at start.com/1/. Put the link up. Go over and check it out with your little cringe Internet Explorer. And yeah, let me know what you think of Microsoft's plan to get in the aggregation business. You know, they got some stuff coming. I keep hearing little tidbits of rumors. 39 minutes, folks. Ran longer than I thought. I guess I can fill 45 minutes worth of hard drive space real easily. Okay, tonight I've got a band. Its name is Phelt, Phelt, and their site is at www.getfelt.com. This might be a little over the top for some of you guys. You may not be able to handle this. That's okay. You know, it's I'm doing my part here to promote independent artists. And they've got 4 songs on their site that you can download. And they've also got a link there where you can buy their entire CD of 14 songs. So check them out. And I will be... Oh, before I play this song, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. And always, as always, send us email to geek@geeknewscentral.com. You can call the voicemail line at 619-342-7365, or you can try me on Skype at Geek News Central. We really appreciate you taking the time to listen to our podcast. We wish you to have a terrific weekend, or whatever day it may be that you're listening to this. We hope that you have a great day. We will be back Tuesday morning, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The message will be up on the pipe, and you guys can download it, and hopefully the server will survive. And if not, I'll get it booted back up. But take it easy on me, okay? Space your don't all of you hit that thing at 6 a.m. with your podcast catchers. Spread it out if you can. That'll save me some grief here over the next couple of days. I about have a heart attack when it happens. You know, it's like the world is falling. You know, it's a major crisis. But I've ranted and ranted long enough. So this song is called Open Up. That was Felt, Open Up. And did you notice they cut the song there for a little bit? That wasn't me, folks. They did that. Hey, those of you that you hung out, got a little secret for you here, okay? This is show 46, I believe, 47, 48, 49, 50. Over the next three shows, I'm going to be putting hints out every show. We're going to have a little contest. I'm in the 50th state. Hawaii is the 50th state. On the 50th show, we're going to have a prize. But you got to listen to shows 47, 48, and 49. And on show 50, we'll give the final clue. And then what we're going to do is four of you, or actually the four that get all the, get all four clues right, is they're going to win something. And if more than one person gets all the clues, and guess is right, then we'll have to have some sort of drawing here in the wonderful studios of the Geek News Central podcast and draw a name out of the hat or something to pick the winner. But you guys got the hint. Those of you guys that stayed, 47, 48, 49, and the final hint on 50, then you're going to have to call the voicemail line. We'll probably announce what the prize is going to be. Maybe next show. Maybe that's what the hints will be, what the prize is. But anyway, thanks, folks. 46 minutes, I'm long. Thanks, take care. We will see you next Tuesday. I'm out. Later.